the No Kings AI video that Trump uploaded?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, you have to watch.
You gotta watch. Oh, dude.
I'll put it up for you guys as well, so you can have a watch as well. But like,
Ali, I have memes for you.
Yeah, we'll do that in a second.
Yeah. Do you want to know your phone or your email?
Email is better.
Okay, I'll email.
No, Jordan, just watch this. I'm not going to put the video in because it's just
you can Google it.
I've seen it. Yeah, I'll put it up for you guys, but I want to put the music on for copyright reasons.
So insane. It's mental.
And know. What's wrong with that?
It is
classic Trump W.
This is the problem with Trump. It's like, on one hand, you have to pay him as a comedian. Just be like, dude.
Hell yeah.
That was an incredible video. It's such a troll. It's amazing. But then you remember, oh, but you're the president, not a comedian.
Yeah, president. He just shouldn't be doing it.
Look, I think we could all agree, the fact that he used president makes it so much better.
I know, that's the other problem. But like, but then you remember,
so many
like,
problems. It's like, so many awesome problems.
Apparently, some figures, the figures are disputed, but about 7 million people came out to protest.
Really?
And that's a huge number, literally. Dude. Like, that would be enough for many countries to be like, okay, we're resigning.
Really?
But, I suppose. But Trump just has, like, the Top Gun music with, like, an F-22 jet just spraying shit.
He is a funny man.
But he is
so unpresidential. Remember when he was like, I'll be so presidential. I'll be the most presidential president.
I suppose. By raw definition, he is being presidential.
Well, he's responding.
He's president, and that's what he's
responding. Well, that's true. And yeah, if we're really going by like the most basic determination of what that means, he's technically the president, and he did something really fucked, but he's the president. All right, so it is very funny, but it's also just...
But would that just...
Funny...
If you were American... Particularly if you're the one getting shit on in that AI video. What are your feelings?
Not stoked.
But if you're one of the No Kings, I'm sure that meme changed your opinion on him. And you all of a sudden realize, what am I doing out here protesting? Everything's fine. I mean, how else could you interpret it?
Dude, how?
And it wouldn't make you stop.
And it's also cute that he thinks he can fit into an F-22 Raptor as well.
Yeah.
But like,
and can coordinate it. He's that talented.
The thing that's weird is like he's sitting around, like on a couch, probably lying down in the White House, making that. And it's just a weird.
You know what I was thinking?
More dumps.
How do you think he received that AI video?
What do you mean, received?
Like so he obviously shared that video.
He didn't make it.
I think he's probably getting forwarded by like his friends. I don't know. Maybe Theo Wan or someone sent it to him, and he's published it because he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
But that makes me wonder: is like, how is a man that busy have time to scroll reels, bro? Like, I am nowhere near as consequential as busy, but even I look at it, it's like, this is a waste of time, guys. Yeah. It's like, the president, while negotiating, like, several wars, is like, this is a good one. May I put it up on Twitter?
So you don't reckon he made it?
No, dude. Like, if he made it, that's even worse.
That's
that
weird.
That means he has time to, like, sit down, go on applications, and type in, me in a crown. No, me in a Roman crown.
Yeah.
You know what he is?
Fighter jet. American fighter jet. Dropping bombs. Are you sure, sir? Fine. Dropping turds.
Dropping turds. Yeah, that'd be it. I so reckon that that's what happened. And also, what's that song from Top Gun called again?
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny Loggins. Yeah, I love that.
Hey, call Tom Cruise. Ask him what song it was.
Get me Tom Cruise.
Dude, he's just a boomer.
We will respond in kind.
Don't you think
he's a boomer, but he, like, most boomers are kind of like jobless, dude. Like,
but that's not, he's acting like he's on like Port Macquarie Council Watch Facebook group in like, look at this AI video I made. Like, he's literally acting like one of those like NDIS like retirees.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
Yep,
this is very funny.
His mind.
Like, And right? Are you shook?
Who is, you know, the target audience of it?
Yeah, all the woke, of those out of woke stoosh. Yeah, well, exactly. But like, just being like shitting on the woke stoosh. It's like, what are you?
Bad torn somebody.
That's who the president is. It's weird. It's very weird. Just very strange.
It's not just weird. It's distressing.
Why the is it distressing?
It is, well, a bit.
Because he is supposed to be president of all of Americans, right? Is that an outdated concept?
No.
It's totally outdated.
The new concept is, understand, if you vote for me, I might bat for you. If you don't vote for me, I will probably get you arrested.
Yeah. But also he said that. He's like, I'll be a president for everybody. He said that.
They all say
They just say it?
Yeah.
Right. Everybody.
How can you be a president for everyone? Yeah. But like, always been a fairy tale.
Yeah, that's true.
He's kind of taken away the illusion.
Yeah.
That's all that's happened. But he's the man behind the curtain.
But he's a hypocrite for Shane. News bomb. Trump is a hypocrite. You heard it here first. By definition.
Let's not jump to
racism. Is he a hypocrite?
Yes.
I mean, he's clearly telling you that he's going to shit on you.
How much
more clear can he be about his feelings towards us?
He said president for everyone.
Yeah, but like, if you ask him now, he'd probably say, excluding Hamas, terrorism.
Well, yeah.
Hamas sympathizers.
He's not going to be a president for Hamas.
His definition of Hamas includes, like, Hassan Piker.
Yeah. The entire audience. Anyone that was protesting Hamas. Yeah. So, I think that's it.
The new mayor of New York, I think, is also Hamas.
He's not in yet.
Well, the future mayor.
You reckon he's going to be in? He's going to get in? I'm still holding out for the Republican. Yeah, I'm holding out for the Metal Gear Solid guy.
Could make a surprising turn jump 30 points.
I'm betting on it. Did you see that there was a debate about, like, it was a mayoral debate, and they were like such a, like, the Metal Gear Solid guy answered in the most Metal Gear Solid way. So they were just like, have you ever gone into a marijuana shop? And then Mam Donnie was just like, yes, I have. I have purchased legal marijuana in a marijuana shop. And it goes to...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's all you've done, Mam Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's also grown it. Did you see his new press conference?
Wait, let me finish. And then he goes...
another one.
And then he goes goes to Cuomo, and he's like, no, I haven't. And then it goes to the other... The beret guy, the green beret guy. No shit. He's just like, when I got shot 5 times, I developed glaucoma, and I did smoke some medical marijuana for that. Like...
It's a pretty false answer.
Shot five times.
And what was that? In action as part of my vigilante group in New York.
In the Bronx. Yeah, something like, I think so.
Did you?
Why isn't he winning? He should be winning. Come on.
He really should.
Did you see?
He doesn't wear the beret enough.
You see Mam Donnie's new stunt? He came out, what seemed like a press conference, and he said, a lot of my opponents have been arguing that I am too young for this position. That I don't have the years to be able to become the mayor of New York. And I want to tell everyone, I hear your concerns. And hence today, I will be 1 year older. And I also promise that I will continue to get older as I am the mayor of New York.
It's kind of funny, I guess.
That's not bad.
It's kind of funny.
Hey, come on.
Is that his birthday that he was
announcing? It was his birthday.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, there we go.
Funny.
He's all right.
He's all right. He knows how to navigate the internet, at least.
What he gets is... what Trump has figured out, which is in the age of the internet, the more controversial, outlandish things you say, the better. And no one else in the Democrats has figured that out yet.
Yeah.
They still live in the West Wing era.
Yes.
They're trying to do an impression of a fictional liberal president.
That is true.
And it's not the time and place for that. Mm. It's honestly so strange going back and watching the West Wing and thinking, oh yeah, that's right. That's what we used to think the president was like. Mm. That's what we thought it was like behind the scenes. And now it's him being like, more shit out coming out of the jet. More shit.
And
frankly, I couldn't be happier.
It'd be so interesting
to see the West Wing come back now. I wish they did it. The change.
Yeah.
The Trump years.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in the White House now, just for a day, just to see what happens, how it goes. I'd love to see it.
I would like to be a fly, but I might get swatted.
Yeah. You would get, yeah. That's
what, because they'd assume that it's a Muslim fly?
Because I'm socialist, Hamas, what else?
Pro-Hamas. Yeah, you're done. You're
immigrant.
Screwed.
Like, dude, everything about me is like SWAT.
The FBI director would not like you. That weird
cross-eyed tone. The FBI director is me, that asshole. Why would he not like... Like, dude, he's the one I'd be like, fuck off, man.
Yeah, I get to SWAT.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you praying to Ganesh, pretending to be a Valhalla man. Which, by the way, no one likes either.
What's going on with... such a dumb question.
Go on.
The war. Is it over?
Which war?
Israel-Palestine. Isn't there a ceasefire?
No, dude.
Yeah, no, it was officially ended by Trump.
You have to understand that wars are like countries. You have seasons. There's winter, summer. Right. Except for Israel and Palestine, that's a tropical place. It's summer all year round.
Yeah, there's monsoon season. Yeah, it's wind season.
Yeah, so it's just continuing.
Nothing to be joked about, but yeah, that's an unfortunate thing. One of our Miss Love and I episodes, we can go deep into Gaza because I haven't done it for a long time for reasons that we can get into. But, like, yeah, we can talk about it on a later podcast. But did you guys see in the No Kings protest, everyone had a bulletproof screen in front of them? And that gave me, like, some Pakistan PTSD.
The protest?
Yeah, speakers at the protest. Like, I saw Mehdi Hasan, like, speaking to the thing, and they had, like, bulletproof screens in front of them.
America's screwed.
You could barely hear him, dude. Like, it was annoying.
America's screwed. You really lose the personal touch when there's, like, thick glass in front of you. There's no real connection to the audience, you know?
Yeah, but what connection do you want? Rocks?
No,
bullets.
I don't want bullets. You want the bullets.
No.
You want rubber bullets. Though.
Democracy, that's the connection. That's the only glue you need.
You want... rational discussion coming out of a violent mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're past that
I'm
point.
Just saying...
I don't think that point ever existed.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to get on stage, come on. Death is better than that awkward glass.
Yeah, dude, like, exactly.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Trump gets shot at, and then he goes, like, fight, fight, fight. Mm. And these guys...
The least you could do.
Yeah, the least you could do is... You know what? You know what would be, like, cool if one of them just came and was like, I don't need this glass.
That's what I'm saying.
Get shot because there is a high possibility that will happen.
Well, they were doing the glass all around. Everywhere.
Well, the ones that I saw, I don't know if it was all around, but like every space that I saw was they were behind a big, like multiple bulletproof glass.
Did you guys see the Stand Up for Australia and No Racist?
I did see some of
that. That's
actually
a segment as well. We can talk about that.
Well,
but didn't like 10 people?
Segment 2.
Didn't like 10 people rock up or something?